The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, and nudity. Your discretion is advised. You're a stone cold killer.
And a sick ass fuck.
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Robbins, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello everyone, it's 4am once again, and that means it's time for the 4am podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. I am your host as always, Tony. Joining me today is...
Brian.
And I'm Casey Kasem, and welcome to 15 Minutes of a Bad Movie, where I watch 15 minutes of a bad movie, and then make up the rest of the movie with just only my imagination.
Which would probably be a better movie than we watched. Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Fortunately, Joe has been abducted by some vampires, so he cannot join with us here today.
Joe is busy being shanghaied, but it's okay. Scoob and the gang is on the job.
I like how you case with, is Cartman doing a case. Yeah.
But guys, where it began, so shall it end. The final hunt
in
has
the
begun.
Toilet.
Yeah, he sit fought the toilet. Forces of darkness
sit
alone.
Sitting on the toilet.
Until now. We did Blade Trinity from 2004. Rated R.
Well, this came out the same year as Punisher?
Yes, it is.
That explains why it's the same movie.
It is directed by David S. Goyer, who I believe I brought up specifically during the last Blade movie we did, because he's the director that brought us Zigzag, The Invincible, and The Unborn. No one knows, no one cares.
The unwatched.
Like. Yeah. But more importantly, he is the writer that brought us Crow City of Angels, Blade 2, Batman Begins, Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, and of course, Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. with
David Hasselhoff.
I almost said Dolph Lundgren. So David S. Goyer.
I kind of want to watch that, though. Like, honestly,
I would rather watch that. I would rather watch that one. But
if you want to sponsor an episode.
Are you going to do that the whole time?
Just click Scoob in the gang.
That's a yes.
On the 4M podcast.podbean.com.
So, Casey, what's your history with this movie?
I have never seen this before in my life.
All right. Brian.
I thought I had seen this movie. I could have sworn I saw this movie and it was bad. I did not see this movie. Like, I don't remember anything of this at all. Like, and this is unforgettable bad. Like, there's no way I saw this movie and I forgot all the stuff that was in this movie.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I've seen this movie before. I forgot a lot of the stuff that happened in this movie, but I definitely remembered that I saw this movie.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, right. I blocked all this out. It's all flooding back to me now.
Which means I was smart and I quit after Blade 2. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Wesley Snipes was not as smart.
He gets money.
He sure did.
I will go to jail.
Mr. Snipes, paying your taxes is a lot cheaper than paying lawyers. Just saying.
All right. So, history on this movie itself. As I mentioned, this is not only directed by David S. Goyer. This is his debut directorial
debut.
Work.
Okay.
Stephen Norris, who directed the first Blade movie, thought about coming back to the franchise here till he read the script.
Like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, changed his mind. Guillermo del Toro, of course, was asked to come back, but instead Hellboy got greenlit, so he's like, yeah, I'm busy, guys. I'll see you later. Oliver Herzenberg, I'm probably saying that wrong, but was also talked to, they talked about having him direct it, but instead he used this time to direct the movie Downfall, which is quite infamous now, if anyone's seen.
It's the movie with the Hitler.
Yeah, the meme of Hitler going,
oh, all right.
That's Downfall. Wesley Snipes and Kris Kristofferson, who, of course, we know are best buds now, both of them were very unhappy with this script and the movie in general, and, of course, David S. Goyer because of it, saying that, you know, Blade didn't need any more characters or sidekicks.
Especially not 10.
Yeah, well, apparently, according to Patton Oswalt, this was such a problem that Wesley Snipes might have had a bit of a mental breakdown because of it, locking himself in his trailer for long periods of time, not coming out, refusing to talk to Goyer or any of the rest of the cast, which I think is very obvious when you watch this movie. He would only respond to the name Blade and only communicate with others through Post-it notes.
Wow.
To the point where Ryan Reynolds even added that even during promotions for this movie, he would not talk to any of them, save for the one time he told Ryan Reynolds, quote, "Keep your mouth shut, you'll live longer," end quote.
Worst of the bun, Ryan. Worst of the bun.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't argue. But speaking of promotions for this movie, there was one television spot that got recalled after a day of airing because they referred to Jessica Biel as Jessica Alba. Which,
I mean, really?
That just, if that doesn't scream how little anyone cared about this movie, I don't know what does.
Or Jessica Biel / Jessica Alba.
Fair enough.
I prefer Alba. Personally,
well, I mean, who doesn't? But, you know, that Fantastic Four movie, that was about this time, right?
I think so, yeah. But speaking of Jessica Biel, though, she actually did take archery training to become a really good archer, to the point where one of the ending montages there, they told her to fire at the camera, which they had, you know, put up a plexiglass shield on it, save for the lens, of course. And from 50 feet away, she managed to hit directly in the lens, destroying a $300 million camera, or $1,000 camera. Sorry.
Wow.
$300 million camera.
Yes.
And what was the budget on this film?
We'll get
$300 million and $1.
Yeah. Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers.
Yeah, Carl Weathers was almost in this movie. He almost played Blade.
No, you take these ashes, add some water, get some steam.
Fire ashes and some water, get yourself good steam.
Did you know you can get free refills of blood at any Burger King location?
Colin Farrell, however, almost got the part of Hannibal King, but he turned it down. I'm guessing he was a little burnt after Daredevil. The Night Stalker's lair was an old McDonald's for Vancouver Expo, so that's something. And, of course, the ending stinger I was waiting for that apparently was absolutely nothing. Originally was going to be Abigail and Hannibal fighting a werewolf-vampire hybrid, setting up the Night Stalkers franchise that they were trying to move
in.
Oh. Yeah. So, anyone want to guess at how much money this movie...
$300 million $1.
I'm going to say, because it was less CGI than Blade 2, I'm going to say $25,300,000.
I'm going to bump it up to down and go with $22 million. Pay no attention to the noise in the background.
It was actually $65 million.
That much money?
Yes.
Money. Wait, so this came out the same year as The Punisher. Uh-huh. That's Joe, everyone listening. This is Joe calling in with his role because he's not here and he's a pile of snot. So this came out the same year as The Punisher, but it's got twice the budget.
Do you remember how much Punisher was?
I listen to our episodes.
All right, that's fair. I haven't listened to this one yet.
To be fair, this, well, no, never mind. I got nothing. Yeah, I just did. I don't know what to tell you. Do you want to guess at how much money this movie made?
$25,300,000.
I'm going to say 40.
$129 million.
Are you fucking serious? Oh my gosh.
I'm for real.
What?
This is all we had for comic movies then, Brian. I don't know what to tell you.
Holy shit.
I don't know how it happened.
What did Blade 2 make?
I don't remember. Rob?
Well, Rich?
I thought you listened to our episodes, Rob.
Yeah, that was like a month ago. Wasn't it? Yes. He just posted an episode today.
Brian, don't ruin this.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So.
Wesley Snipes. Chris Pratt. I wish. Christopherson.
Crispin Glover.
Dominic Purcell as Drake. His name is Drake in the movie.
Yeah, if you didn't catch that.
Drake Uella.
Yep. Dr. Acula.
Drake is a Drake's cakes. Like
Lil Debbie, but because he's a beefcake.
Well, no, because he's dry and hard to swallow. Don't do it.
So
don't you snort that Coca-Cola.
I'll try not to.
This equipment is barely holding on as it is.
One donate to some
Like head over to the 4am podcast at podbean.com and donate. I can laugh till I spit Coca-Cola out my nose.
Oh man. Jessica Biel as Abigail Whistler. Yes, Whistler's daughter.
Fun fact, originally she was going to be Abigail Van Helsing.
Yeah. I would rather have had that, honestly.
Would you have, though?
Yeah, yeah. You know why? Go all the way. Go all out, man.
Yeah, honestly. That only didn't happen because this was around the same time we got the Van Helsing movie.
We got Ryan Reynolds as Hannibal King.
Oh, do we ever.
Parker Posey as Danica Talos. John Michael Higgins as Dr. Edward Vance.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, he doesn't matter so much.
At that point, Triple H is in this movie.
Yeah.
Though his name don't matter. Triple H is in this movie.
Fair enough. Yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
As the guy who's worried that Ryan Reynolds is looking at his dong.
Yes.
For real, he was like super homophobic.
It's really weird about it. For real.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. So, speaking of Ryan Reynolds.
Don't.
Well, you can't stop him. He's speaking all throughout this damn thing, Brian. He starts out with some narration, talking about who
like, legit, fucking knows. I thought we were watching a riff track.
Honestly, I did too for a minute there.
No.
Sounds real bad. I was like, wait, is there a copy?
Yeah, for a split second, I was just like, Rob, you forgot to shut off that other track. But like, nope, wait. That's Ryan Reynolds. Okay,
that's supposed to be there.
Yeah, this is real.
Yeah, no, this is the thing that Fox is doing to try and recoup some of the money. They're just having Deadpool talk over all old Marvel films.
I wish that
would
have.
Do you?
Yes, it would have been better. At least I could feel like the dialogue would have been better than we got here.
Real talk. Yeah. If they reshot this movie with Deadpool as you know, character, like just like, you know, CGI him in over his character,
yeah,
I'd watch it all day.
Yeah, I'd be enjoying it. It would make a lot more sense.
Really?
Yes.
No. Same dialogue and everything?
Oh,
no.
No. It would make more sense as Deadpool.
Well,
it'd make more sense.
If you kept the dialogue, it would still make more sense and be better, but I would say add in new, like, just him. Everyone else can keep their dialogue.
The exact same. Just put Deadpool in.
But I'm saying, like, yeah, put it, Ryan Reynolds can record new dialogue to punch things up.
Views and expressions of this diatribe does not reflect the 4AM podcast as a whole, especially Rob Enterprises LTD.
But Rob doesn't like good. So, no, anyway,
like
moving on.
You don't like anything.
Okay. He made a mistake.
He has a mouthful full of parfait. Otherwise, he would say you are correct.
So, anyway.
Hon, you want some of my parfait?
I'm not joking.
It's not a real parfait. It's like Jell-O pudding and chocolate mousse.
I would make that up.
Airplanes coming into the hangar. Did you really get shocked by this?
Yes.
How is that possible?
Do you want to try again?
I've never seen someone get shocked by a spoon.
Neither have I.
Don't put food in their mouth.
Now you have.
Yeah.
First time for
everything. Oh, a second time.
This is awkward.
Oh my god, no, I'm not trying again.
Wait, do we need to get you a plastic spoon?
I grounded myself. I'm sorry. That wasn't a trick.
Check his arm. He might be trying to make sure you don't get
it. I put it down. Do you want a self airplane?
It was the fat check god saying, how dare you share your food with someone else? Okay, here's your wife sharing your food. What's wrong with you? Do I sound all right? There I am. Okay.
I'm sorry, honey. My blind security officer must have.
We'll get there.
Speaking of sharing your food.
She doesn't have friend or foe programming.
Speaking of sharing your food, a bunch of vampires apparently fly into Iraq, did they say?
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. They find some pyramid.
Jimmy Olsen gets shot for no reason.
Yeah. We find vampires have the ability to turn stone into foam, and they smash their way through.
Their armor that they had on was kind of cool looking. I'll give them that.
Paintball armor, sure.
No, but it was cool.
But,
it was cool.
Yeah, but they make their way into this temple, and I don't know, like one of them, for some reason, senses there's something below him, and just gets sucked in.
No, they had a sensor, like a body warmth sensor, which I don't understand. I thought vampires were all cold.
Yeah.
But whatever. Whatever. Anyway, it's Dracula's tomb. They found Dracula. That's what it is.
Yeah. So we see...
he eats one of them.
Yeah, he pops out in all his Darth Maul-y glory, eats one of the guys. We get some strobe lights. Dracula's released. Then we cut to a warehouse and a rat that we close up on for far too long for no apparent reason. And then the warehouse just explodes.
Yeah.
And at this point, I just wrote down seriously what the hell is happening. Because I could not follow what's going on.
Some guy runs out while on fire.
And then, yeah, we see it's Blade. Apparently, he's busting in on some vampire chop shop ring or something. Whatever.
So I legitimately thought that this was Blade's hideout.
Yeah.
When they were like going at it from the outside.
I kind of did too, but...
And when it blew up, I thought it was vampires blowing up Blade's hideout.
Yes. I had the same thought until a bunch of them came running out on fire, and then I was just more confused. But, yeah, it's all Blade's doing. He starts messing up some guys.
Yeah, we get some fancy tricks. A decent shootout kind of scene where he's beating up dudes and, like, cars and motorcycles take off, whatever.
Except that one car that he flips over, shoots behind him, and causes it to smash into a lamppost or something, like, and it just explodes.
Yeah.
So cars have Simpsons physics in this movie.
Sometimes.
And people have Simpsons car physics in this movie.
Yeah, sometimes, most of the time. Yes.
Just explode on impact. They do, actually, of any kind.
Yeah, again, vampires, just smallest little bit of silver, and they just go up like a Roman candle.
I don't get it. They make this such a huge flaw. Like if you had a silver chain necklace, you wrap it around your fist and punch a vampire, they would turn to ash.
Yep.
Like, that's how
that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Or if they tried to bite you, they would turn to ash. Yeah, you just had it around your neck.
Or if you had a silver filling,
I was just gonna say,
and you bit them.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Like, that's the vampire
lamest biter. Vampire ever. No. That's officially the lamest vampire ever.
I'm the pamvire. I bite vampires.
In Soviet Russia, people bite vampire. Anyway,
but we get a scene that's supposed to be cool, but it's not. Where he looks over a bridge at these vampires leave on in their cars and motorcycles, and Whistler is in a truck. And he's like, "I'm right below you." So he jumps on the truck, and you're like, oh, okay. And then he almost falls off for no reason.
But
comedy, Brian.
None of this matters. So the whole point is, eventually Blade catches up to all these guys.
There was a car in the truck that Knight Rider style. Like, he's in the
his
truck.
Car from the other two.
So he drives his car, yeah. He's chasing these guys down. He finally catches up to them, and he's beating the crap out of this one dude, and he stakes him, but he doesn't turn to ash like all the others do. And it turns out it's just a guy wearing vampire teeth. And he's like, "We set you up," or something. "This was all part of the plan. I'm dead."
Somebody's been watching Buffy.
My thing is, that means they knew that he wouldn't die until... They were miles away in front of a gas station. Like, what? They knew the explosion wouldn't kill him. Like, what?
Yeah, it's banking on a lot. We're going to get how bad this fucking plan is. But
basically, Blade kills this dude. And all of a sudden, the cops show up. And Blade's like, sorry, officer. I thought he was a vampire.
Which, by the way, yeah. I also like when... From the start of it, he's like, "Oh, joke's on you, dude, I'm not a vampire." Blade just kind of like, "I'm okay with that." Like, until he realized they have a camera on him, and then he's like, "Oh, okay, this could be a problem."
So Blade runs off, and now he's public enemy number one.
Yeah. The police have his photograph.
And his name, apparently?
Apparently.
Blade?
I don't know. Well, it might be all part of, because Parker Posey's the one that recorded him doing this. She might have given them the name. I don't know. I don't know how that shit works. Or does he have the criminal record from the first one? Does anyone remember?
Well, I mean, they're all in on it, it turns out. Spoiler alert,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. But, I mean, the one FBI agent's not, right?
Yeah, yeah. One wasn't, but the rest were all in on it.
But they're like, oh, we have to get Blade. And I'm like, wait, when did we learn he was Blade? I thought, like, in all the movies, he's just, like, no cops are ever involved. Like, there are no police in any other movies.
I think they were in the first one.
Really?
Not to a major extent, but they had some involvement.
All right, well.
Like, so, this dude's causing commotion, firing bullets and whatever, whatever. So, police are gonna know. And, like, you know the feds know. You know the feds know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, oh, we caught you on camera killing this dude. It's like, so? Yeah, did you also see that part where he drove a car into the sidewalk and it flipped over on a bunch of bystanders and shit? Like, he's killed before. This is not a question.
So, now all of a sudden, the feds are at Blade's house. They got the police surrounded. They're breaking in.
Worse security than in the last movie.
Yeah.
Well,
last movie they knew when vampires were showing up, being all, you know, Mission Impossible or whatever. This one, cops can swarm the place, and you don't know until the last friggin' second.
Oh, one plot point: Whistler and Blade are fighting because Blade wants to do it alone, and Whistler like, you need friends. Remember what those are like? You need people to help you.
Yeah, which has never come up before.
Yeah.
Start singing, you got a friend in me. Yeah. It's really adorable.
You got a friend in me.
Oh, God.
Hey, but, it's okay. I'm Whistler.
So then the cops show up. They kill Whistler.
Wait. Not before he erases all the data on all of her computers.
Well, all that porn had to go.
Like, yeah. That's the only explanation is that he had, like, kiddie porn. Because honestly,
I was thinking of Mr. Hands with that bucket trying to run across the border from Zoo.
Oh, God. Really?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's a documentary about people that really like animals. And like it's this guy is just running with a bucket full of animal porn.
Wait, is it Mr. Hand, the guy who gets killed by the horse?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Enough said.
Oh, they get what's coming to them.
Oh, it was coming to them, all right.
Anyway. Hey, kids.
But yeah.
Who wants to drink from the fire? All right. So, he's...
But yeah, he is like, I'm not going down for child pornography.
But like, what could be on those computers? Like, what are they going to find? Like, all this information that vampires are real, totally exonerating you guys? Like, what's on there?
I would argue would be information...
Wesley Snipes' tax records?
Well,
that's what's on there.
Information about the other cells of fighters who we find out about after the scene.
Right. So in this case, it means nothing. You're just deleting stuff for no reason. Like,
yeah, well, it's I imagine it is. You know, whatever it is, whether weapon plans, the other cells, his vampire research, it's stuff he doesn't want falling into the wrong hands.
You're not going to find my bootleg copies of The Sims.
All that Metallica I've got, they're going to make me go down for this hard.
I made both of us, Blade. We live together.
All right.
We love each other.
So, after deleting all this shit, the cops shoot him, and he's just like, taking y'all down with me, bitches, and blows the place up, which half the police force is dead. We should also mention that, like, Whistler's taking them
off. Oh, he's
right
just shooting cops, whatever.
Yeah. Earlier he mentioned, like, you know, killing vampires is fine because there's no messy cleanup, but killing people is, you know, it's a serious thing. But now he's just shooting people left and right. Blows up this whole place. Everybody's dead, and Blade just can't seem to go on. So he starts crying, and the police grab him.
He'll cry.
So they got Blade now. They got him at the police station. They're like, we've been following you for years, and we've somehow missed all the vampires.
Well, he's killed them all, so.
Okay, but I want to start with this. This is problem number one, where they're just like, oh, right, you want us to believe in vampires. Sure, whatever. You're a crazy guy. Like, couldn't you just be like, hey, watch this. Open my mouth. Teeth pop out, break through these chains like I'm a fucking vampire.
Honestly, I was waiting for that.
Yeah, vampire, so was I. Like, you are a vampire. You can do this shit. Show them that. It's hard to fight it at that point.
Why do all of my weapons feature ultraviolet rays?
And silver.
And silver, like... Yeah. Like,
I mean,
so stupid.
I mean, that you could still argue craziness, but like, yeah, you can show them vampire strength. You're the one vampire that has one of the two vampires that have. Like, yeah. Come on.
But it's, so it's at this point where we find, like, they drug him, and now everybody's revealing themselves in the police department that they're all like they're all familiars, right? Or vampires. Yeah, like this, they're minor vampires.
This guy we saw before who's like basically a TV psychic, mm-hmm. or whatever the fuck. He's just, you know, some tabloid journalist or something, whatever he's doing. But he says he's working, he's for the health department or something. Like, he's got to see if he's mentally sound. But yeah, he just drugs him. Turns out he's a familiar. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, you can't say anything to the chief of police because he's a familiar.
Yeah, he just says they're all familiar, so, like, yeah. Whatever.
The president's a familiar. Whatever. Like,
so. Now, all of a sudden, we get a fucking
Ryan Reynolds
vampire flies through the fucking two-way mirror.
Well, yeah. First, our friendly vampires from earlier, Parker Posey and Triple H, show up. They're gonna take Blade away, but yeah, sure enough, Ryan Reynolds shows up, starts smashing through the window. Oh, we should also mention though quickly the appearance of Jessica Biel. Where she is going down some sketchy alleyway or whatever.
Doesn't really matter.
Where she's attacked by some 41.
Why?
I just want to mention this fake baby,
I guess,
and this laser weapon of hers.
I do want to know why she has a fake baby. Like, what is the point of that?
Make her seem more vulnerable?
Yeah,
sure.
They do make a comment about it's a combo meal, so I guess she's more enticing that way.
I guess.
Should have, I don't know.
Should have said a kid's meal. It's a combo and a kid's meal.
Well, I think, you know, she's the burger, the baby's the fries. I don't know. Something like
sure.
that.
Sure. Either way, she kills all those vampires. Yeah. The baby is a plastic doll. It shoots something garlic. Stupid out Listerine of its face.
Unnecessary.
Oh, yeah, garlic. Okay.
All right, fair enough. So, yeah, they show up. They start knocking around these vampires. And
back at the police station, you mean?
Yes, back at the police station. They're fighting their way through.
They're fighting police and vampires.
Yeah, everybody's fighting everybody. It's just craziness. We get some bullshit about her shooting around corners, because that's what you want to do.
Yeah, but that's after they release Blade.
Yeah. Oh, yes, let's not skip this. Okay, so Blade was given a serum to knock him out, make him drowsy. He was actually, during this time, he was asked if drinking blood makes him sexually aroused. Oh, fuck. When Ryan Reynolds and the group show up, they give him this inhaler that they made.
I mean,
he vapes.
A vape.
He's vaping blood.
Yeah,
so he gets injected with his blood, which now gives him the power to break through his restraints.
It all went straight to his dong.
It did. He gets up. Get the scene. It's aimed on his crotch.
Yeah, it's a crotch.
He has a boner.
He's just got this. It just shows it like side on view of his crotch.
He has a fucking boner.
Yeah.
And it's like Spider-Man 3, where it's like the only in the screen is his crotch. Literally, the only in the screen is his boner.
Well, yeah, it starts on his chest, but as he breaks through the restraints and stands up, it stays there, right on his groin.
So the answer is yes. He gets hard when he drinks the serum.
Blood gets him horny, baby.
Good morning, Vietnam.
So Blaze, he's kicking ass, and like they're fighting vampires, they're fighting the police. He disappears at one point, and Ryan Reynolds is like, "What the fuck? You know, what the fuck's going on?"
Yeah, we were trying to save you. What's going on here? They make their way out, which again. We hear police sirens as the police show up late for the attack on the police station.
Well, they got lost.
This is when I was like, yeah, we're in for a ride.
So okay. Blade jumps out of like the fifth story window.
And not gracefully.
No. I thought he got thrown out. He's just like flopping around, and then he lands in a kind of Iron Man-y pose, and he's like, "I forgot my sword." And Ryan Reynolds is just like, "I thought that was your sword in your pants."
It seemed like they had some action to jump out a window, and they waited too long to convert to CGI. So like the part where like they start flailing before the bag hits, Was that the part in there?
I'm with Rob. I honestly, for a moment there, I thought he threw someone out and he was going to like jump on them and ride them down or something. That's how bad it looked with him flailing. But a truck pulls up. They all get in and just drive away because I guess the cops aren't just doing much for some reason. But Triple H tries to chase after them, T-1000 style.
Like, this scene is funny because he's running like normal big guy trying to run, but they sped up the camera. But it just looks awkward.
So wrong.
It looks so awkward. Who bought the Doritos?
I bought these. Okay. Those have been here.
Oh, okay, all right. Sorry.
They didn't have my kind, so I had to get...
I was going
to
say, like, you bought the wrong Doritos for yourself. Like.
Yeah, they were all out.
Okay.
So I had to get spicy nacho. We'll see how these go.
Okay. I'm sure they'll burn your ass just as bad.
So now we're at a hideout.
We're at the hideout where we meet the rest of the Scooby Gang there. Mr.
Did somebody say Scooby Gang? Because I used to be Shaggy, you know. I'm Casey Kasem. Hey, Scoob. Zoinks.
So bad. Speaking of bad, so Ryan Reynolds is Hannibal Buress or something. That's an insult to Hannibal Buress.
You had Hannibal Buress in this movie, too.
That would have been better.
So it's Ryan Reynolds' character, who, whatever his name is, don't know who the fuck. Jessica Biel, we met them two already. There's the black guy. Who drove the truck?
Driver.
Yeah, he's like
name.
Not even in the movie,
nope.
Is
nope.
he?
Nope.
He's in like two scenes. He's the driver. That's it.
He's in this scene and he's dead body in another scene. That's it.
There's one scene in the middle there where he gets them a car.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
That's what happens, dude. It's literally, they're about to leave, our trio, our main trio there. And he's just like, here's the keys. See you later. That's it.
There's Patton Oswalt and some guy who don't matter. Mm-hmm. Some other blind lady. And there's
the tech expert.
The tech expert is a blind lady. And then there's a little kid.
Patton Oswalt is their tech expert. The blonde lady, Natasha Lyonne, blind lady, who is their genetics expert.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or whatever. She'll come up later, but, she has a kid because reasons.
So there's a kid, but yeah, that's the whole group. We get their plans for Blade. Well, first they explain who the fuck they are. He's like, who the fuck are you? Cause this was not in any of the script until this year.
Whistler's been fucking around. He made some other kids. They started some stuff themselves.
Thank you.
He had a backup plan, so if he ever dies trying to protect his porn or whatever, they can take over and help.
Yeah. So, which, again, I can't say again because you guys have heard this part. But when one cell goes down, another cell wakes up to help them out. And I'm like, why not just both be awake at the same time and have more numbers? But whatever, you know.
I got nothing.
Yeah. I'm still trying to get over the blind geneticists.
Yeah.
With the...
It gets better.
Blind people can do things too.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, you know what they can't do though? See computer screens. Sorry, blind people.
Or security cameras.
Yeah, we'll get the
or security
We're
cameras.
We're spoiling the best. I want to throw in here again, this Patton Oswalt is showing them his gadgetry, whatever set of Nerf guns that he got. Jessica Biel has this baton lightsaber dealy that she says is half as hot as the sun. Yeah. Like, you would just all be dead. That's not gonna happen. Your faces would all melt like the Ark of the Covenant was just opened or some shit. But also, if you have this weapon, why aren't more people using it?
Yeah, it's just, and the whole thing is CGI anyway. Like, the minute she holds it, it turns CGI.
Oh, yeah.
And stays CGI until it finally finishes transforming.
It's
a dumbass weapon. She has a bow and arrow that she uses, whatever.
She mostly uses the bow and arrow because that's her deal.
It's a Star Wars Blade Builder set.
That and her iPod, which we gotta keep showing her.
Dude, her iPod is a character in this movie.
It actually is. It's not even.
I was like, she has to keep loading in new playlists. Like, you can have more than one.
she realizes that all the music she has is terrible. She's like, oh no, that won't do at all.
Jurassic 5, that was so 5 seasons ago. So anyway, yeah, Blade's giving them shit because he's like, I don't want to work with you guys. And like, both the character and the actor doesn't want to work with you guys. So fucking get out of my face. But they're like, hey, guess what?
Where that is wasn't in the script. It was just him talking.
He just, where is this movie? There's just a post-it note left on his door that says, I'm going to go to the Punisher set.
See if I can get in on that shit.
But,
you know, so, the only job they offered him was a voodoo witch doctor. So, no thanks.
So, they explained to him about Dracula Drake, how they had heard rumors about Dracula being asleep somewhere, and how all the ancient myths about bad things have been this one guy. So, he's supposed to be like as old as like Jesus.
Tale as old as time.
But he's the first vampire, so he was born as a vampire.
Born, quote unquote, perfect.
Perfect.
I was like,
how do you get born as a vampire?
I don't. Also, how would you get? We're told that he might be able to transform because he has tiny bones like a snake.
Yeah.
What? I don't. Are snakes known for transforming? Did I miss something?
I mean.
No. I don't know.
Brian is just broken.
Just, whatever.
Well, you know.
And so they have found vampire AIDS, and they're trying, but they can't figure out.
They think they've found vampire. They can make it if they get Dracula's blood somehow.
Yeah. So I guess they can make it work for some, but not for all of them. They figured having his blood, because it's the first one, it'd be the good base coat where it works for that one, work for everyone.
I think this whole team that he's got here, like all these actors walked into the same building, went to what they thought was an audition for House, and just went in the wrong door.
We get to be House's new team, right?
Like, yeah.
Like, sure. House's new team. Now get on this old McDonald's float. See you later. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, please, like, that's dumb as fuck. But whatever.
I can't even. Yeah, so.
Well, it's the best you can come up with when you can't see what you're doing.
Yeah, I kind of got to imagine that's part of this plan. It's like, I think that would work, but I can't really tell, so. Fuck it. That's all I got, guys. Also, what is the vampire's plan? Like, story one, we set up Blade. Now the police are after him. The whole world thinks he's a criminal. Nobody's going to help him. They're going to call him out as soon as he walks anywhere. Like, that's not a bad plan, and it works pretty well. Until they fuck things up at the interrogation part, but, you know. But, like, and then you also bring in Dracula? For some reason, like, why, like, they bring him in before they even fuck up at the interrogation. Like, if that interrogation thing had worked out, what were you gonna do with him?
Well, they said they were hoping to use his blood so they all can be safe in the daytime.
Oh, I get that. Okay.
Everybody's
making a lot of assumptions about this blood. They said
that they want to use him so that they all can be safe and
right.
All be okay. Day one. So they're like two separate things.
They're really basing a lot on something they have done nothing.
That's how we have a show.
So that's fair. Anyway, we can skip a lot here mostly because I don't remember what the fuck happened.
No, they go to Wayne's like, your plan is dumb. Let's do it my way. Let's go catch a guy and interrogate him. All
right, they're after this. Yeah. Doctor guy, but they get there and it turns out it's not the familiar doctor guy. It's actually Dracula. He had apparently killed him because he wanted to. He transformed into him because he wanted to, and now
like snakes do.
They eat things, turn into them, and then they regurgitate them.
Well, so I bet the first script had him turn invisible, but they were like, "That's predator, we can't do that."
He's already got the mouth. So yeah, we get this chase scene where he goes, he's like, "Hey, guess what, Blade? I'm totally not afraid of you. Now I need to run."
Like, just have him be stronger. Like I said, while watching the movie, have him just be stronger than Blade, where Blade needs to get help to beat him.
Mm-hmm.
which is what was his point was whole, in the start to begin with. Mm-hmm. Wister gave his life to let Blade know that, hey, you need to ask for help sometime, and it's okay. Let the guy be stronger. The new team helps up Blade. Together they beat him. Blade's like, I see what the future is changing now. Let me do things differently.
Speaking of bringing in help, Tony, you all right with those fudge stripe cookies there? Almost.
So yeah, but regardless, it's all for naught. He just goes running so he can steal a baby and jump on a roof. And he's like, hey, listen, you know, we haven't had one of these monologues in a while. We're not so different, you and I, or whatever the fuck he's talking about. Live by a code, young knight. And...
dude, these vampires suck.
Like, real talk.
He throws a baby.
All of Blade's lines have been four words.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's half a sentence, and then everyone talks for a while. Like, he don't want to be here.
I think after he read the script, Wesley Snipes was like, all right, I'm just going to break down. I want $100 per word. So,
I'm thinking at one point he just stopped talking and started like holding up the post-it notes while recording. And we're like, we can't have that. Just cut that all out. Just have him stand there. It's fine.
Oh, and of those four words, two of our motherfucker, every line.
Dude, there are so many F-bombs in this movie. Yeah. What is the...
And Gaga Goo Goo.
Did I miss something?
He saves the baby. He's a...
But yeah, F-mom,
he'll talk to the baby.
If they're not saying motherfucker, they're giving the finger, because we're just all about it for whatever reason.
Because we got that R, and we're going to milk it for everything it's worth.
$120 million, like, apparently. Like, not holy everything. Shit.
This is Resident Evil for morons, is what this is.
Holy
not,
shit.
Not everything. There's no nudity.
Sure.
What?
I mean, they could, at this point, like, they could, why not, though? They got a dog with a predator mouth.
Well, you know why? Because they put his boner in there. So any else?
Would NC-17?
Yeah, we'll put them.
Yeah, that's true. That's
what it is. I'll buy it.
The ratings board was like, is that an erection? Like, well, no, it's just his pants all bunched up, but it kind of looks like one, so we're leaving it in. Also, we have vampire dildos, so there's that.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right, there is.
Yeah, y'all forgot about that.
Huh? I didn't forget about that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, Drax just wandering around the city for a while to contemplate his life and to have a Goo Goo Dome music video. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, he wanders into a not topic. And there's just a vampire store selling a bunch of stuff, including Dracula-shaped dildos.
Yep.
And Count Chocula. Don't forget the Count.
Well, you got to eat something while you're, you know, using your
dildos. Someone had to pay for this movie.
Yeah.
It was Count Chocula.
It was the viewers. Paid dearly. Yeah. 120 million. What is wrong with you, people?
$120 million.
So he just kills this goth couple that are running the store, but yeah, not before they show him. Yeah,
yeah, it does not matter.
Beam dildo with his little face on.
Here's okay. All right. Aside from the blind person in charge of your security system,
that's a good part. No, that's a good part.
Yeah,
and all that. No, Ryan Reynolds is talking to Blade at one point, and he's like, we've composited what we think Dracula looks like based on a piece of his armor.
Yep.
It's literally one little, like, square inch.
It's a scrabble piece.
Spike. And he's like, here's what it looks like. And it just shows this armor set come together.
I will give them this. At the very least, they only composite what the armor might look like. Because I swear to God, if they started forming a face, I was going to throw something at your TV.
This took at the whole armor set's like...
Oh, yeah, it's dumb. But it's not as dumb as saying we can determine what his face shape might have looked like based on a small scrap of metal that might have been part of his armor.
We found this Rathalos scale, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
I have the full armor set.
We're able to bring the T-Rex back to life by the armor it used to wear.
So, like, we're back at the hideout.
Yep.
This is my favorite part of the movie.
Yep.
Back at the hideout. And it's the blind woman is reading to the little kid. Because there's the book in Braille, she's reading to the little kid, right? Mm-hmm. And they're surrounded by, like, four TV monitors, which is their security system. And, like, so things happen, and I'm like, wait.
There's not even, like, an audio cue. There's not even an alarm.
So Ryan Reynolds got injured, so he's in the hospital area, whatever. Jessica Biel's off somewhere. What? I don't even know.
Who cares?
I think she's off a Blade. Whatever. Patton Oswalt and the black guy are playing basketball, because funny. I guess, because he's so...
That dude didn't even get a name, huh?
Nope.
Nope. He's Driver. I said he's Driver.
And what's Patton Oswalt's name?
Don't matter.
Yeah.
All right.
Q, I guess. Sure. Might as well be. But, like, so everybody's just, you know, has this downtime because it's not like Dracula's on the loose. And, yeah, we see the blind woman reading to her child while she's apparently in charge of security.
I saw it and I was like, wait.
Brian's just like, wait a minute. And I'm like, yeah, that just happened.
To be fair, I mean, the alarm was going off. It was just a big red light that was blinking.
So at one point, on the same note. So at one point, the little girl goes, wow, the light's blinking. Right? Dracula coming and killed everyone and fucked up.
Everyone.
Everyone. And like, the little girl's now like, oh yeah, the lights are blinking all weird, huh?
Dracula's just in front of the security camera just doing a little soft shoe. He's like,
fuck this movie.
I was like, Dracula comes in as Whistler and it's like, I appreciate the effort, guy, but like, apparently you don't need to bother with this guy. It's like, it's a blind one.
Walk right in. Walk right in. What the matter?
You're just like, she's looking at the monitor, just going, is it a stingray?
Kills everyone. I mean, maybe this was before, but like, he kills everyone, and that's the lights go out, and I'm like, who are you scaring? She's blind.
It's spooky.
But she tells Newt to go hide in the bed.
Dude, oh come on.
But yeah, like the whole team's just dead. Off camera, they just die. Snatch up the little girl and Ryan Reynolds because they want to.
Oh, good. That's where Blade is. He's with Jessica Biel doing the space mutiny plot. Is it space mutiny? Or is it overdrawn at the memory bank? I can't remember. They just got all the people in saran wrap.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, the blood bank. They chased out some of the familiars. They fought. It's Matrix. So
one of the vampires' major plans was to stop hunting people. Instead of just stealing homeless people and put them in these like blood banks, so
vacuum seal them like they're, you know, seafood, yeah. The frozen food section. It's just so terrible.
Yeah,
what you were saying, that guy's face.
Yeah, well, Wesley Snipes comes in, he's like, shut it down, hit the kill switch. So this lady has just been sitting at this computer. Maybe she's blind too. She didn't notice. She's controlling the whole system. She's just sitting there the whole time. He's like, you know, killing this other guy. She doesn't raise an alarm, doesn't do anything.
Nope.
He's just like, hit the kill switch, kill all these people. So she does. Then he leaves, and I'm sure she just turns it right back on.
Yeah.
It would have been funny as fuck if she went, okay, just turn off the lights. There you go.
Oh, they're all dead. Oh, it's awful. Bye.
Right. Clearly just turned off the monitors. It's fine. Like, you see how people are still kind of breathing.
She didn't even do anything. She just said click.
Is Blade blind now too? So, anyway, so they get back to the facility here, which at this point we see it has turrets for some reason. Mm-hmm. That came out of nowhere. Please get turrets. Or I guess it did before, but there was nobody to man them.
Yeah. Nobody that could aim them, anyway.
They find out everybody's dead.
Yeah. And some guy shows up.
Yeah, just feels crying. Blade says, like, use it, whatever. Another dude from one of the other cells shows up. He's like, listen, we got, like, one of those Scream-style recording. She figured out this vampire ape, but we still need Dracula's blood to make it work.
I'm here with the MacGuffin delivery system. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
By the way, the second one. More than one of the movie, what the fuck?
By the way, Blade, this might kill you, you know.
Which never comes up again, by the way.
Huh. Does not
even factor in.
But yeah, it's like, yeah, it could kill you. I don't know, what a good time to test it. I know it'll work,
because we didn't get time to test it.
We didn't get time to test it, so I don't know.
But it'll work.
Here, it's conveniently in arrow form for Jessica Biel's character. That seems like a good idea. I don't understand any of this.
Nope. Nope.
Yep.
Anyway, so yeah, we're off to the facility. There's a lot of fighting going on. Ryan, I guess they track down Ronald Reynolds. He's got something in his butt telling him where he is.
Is this where he gets Tourette's?
Yeah. Well, he got Tourette's a while ago, but this is where it really gets crazy, yeah. They've got him tied down. They're beating him. They're punching him. They're trying, like, what? Microfiche or whatever. But it's Parker Posey and Triple H and everybody beating him up.
He's kept really getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Like.
Okay, so they're beating up Ryan Reynolds. They're interrogating him for whatever. They're smacking him around. They show him that they injected this dog to be a vampire.
For I mean, it was funny. It was funny to see it, but like it was pointless.
Yeah. A little Pomeranian.
It's Triple H's dog, so that was kind of funny.
Yeah, sure it is.
Which is probably why he was so homophobic, because they're afraid someone might out him. That's probably what it was. That's probably what it was.
That might be.
I can't wait to taste some of those meaty leading man parts in my mouth.
he was projecting. That's what it was. That's what it was.
All right.
The Man Inside Me by Triple H.
There's a deeper story to this movie that we totally missed.
Balls deep.
So anyway, he's saying, you know, I got a tracking device in my butt, they're coming for me, they're gonna get me out of here. Parker Posey's like, you're calling bullshit. But they start feeling a little weird, and he's like, oh hey, that's the silver that we have pumped through all the system. And yeah, my first thought was just like, vampires shouldn't need to breathe, right? So
no, absolutely not.
That's not that effect. That's a waste of a lot of silver.
I would say it's probably a reflex, but for them to make sound, you have to have air to make sound. So okay. They have to breathe in to be able to speak.
I'll give you that. That's probably what.
Because otherwise, the whole airborne AIDS plot of this movie wouldn't work either. You know, so.
Yeah. That kind of messes them up. It makes them belchy, I guess, or whatever. Yeah,
they belch fire.
What?
After having like hot Cheetos and Takis.
You'll find out soon enough.
Oh, it never comes out my mouth.
I got red up on my hands and I cannot get it off me. Sorry.
So
hot Cheetos and Takis.
Anyway, Blade shows up with Whistler's daughter. They start fighting a bunch of things. People are dying. We're showing off all the toys we got today.
Like this fight scene wasn't that bad to me. Like it was less CGI than the last movie. So
yeah. Yes.
Blade kicking a bunch of shit. I'm like, this is cool as fuck.
It was a complete Matrix ripoff.
Yes, it was. Even the music.
Especially the music.
The music they put on was like literally a ripoff from the elevator scene.
Yeah.
The lobby scene.
Yeah, Jessica Biel even does the little like come at me gesture. But yeah, like again, it would be a lot cooler if everyone wasn't immediately like exploding when you punch them once with your silver fist gauntlets or whatever.
It's the worst vampires.
Yeah, like that's like Catbus Man would take out these vampires.
Seriously. But yeah, so you
like
make
a super soaker with like. With like some silver water, whatever. Like,
dude, the Frog Brothers could take out this whole crew.
Yeah, holy water would probably work on these guys.
Like, fuck.
Not just regular water.
Maybe, but no, but you could just take a super soaker over to a priest and be like, bless us. All right, I gotta go.
Like, you're ready. Just throw garlic cloves like grenades. They'd all be done.
That's true. So anyway, they make their way through this building. Ryan Reynolds has a little fight with the dogs here. We see the Pomeranian now has two like
Rottweilers.
Thank you. He just runs and runs out a window and jumps out of the way and just go fall into their death.
I like how in the scene the one of the Rottweilers steps on the swallow for real, like legit steps on it and goes. Yeah. It was on camera.
Get his ass run over.
So we get that's a whole thing. Then Ryan Reynolds.
That was the best take.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is fighting Triple H, which, again, bless them for actually having a real wrestler actually do wrestling moves this time instead of CGI.
Sure.
That's better than the CGI shit we got last time with the elbow drop
from the
cartoon characters. And yeah. But,
and he sold those fake punches from Reynolds. Did. Reynolds was not even close to connecting.
No, he was nowhere. Like, there are scenes where you could see, like, 3 inches between his fist and this dude.
Yeah, he sold them just though.
Well, he's been doing that for a long time.
And, you know, sell the fact that you know, Ryan Reynolds, who's like 100 pounds lighter than this dude, could actually cause any damage.
And again, what the fuck is happening here? Because, like, it's Ryan Reynolds. He has no weapons at this time. He's fighting Triple H.
He's got those abs, though.
Now, I don't care. He's not in that kind of shape. Triple H would have beat the shit out of him if they were both human. If he's a vampire, he should have beat the ever-loving shit out of this not. Guy.
No, see, if Triple H is a vampire, so he should...
But Triple H is not a vampire.
He is.
No, he was a familiar. He had fake teeth in.
No, because didn't he burn at the end? And yeah, because the silver dust when he belches fire.
So maybe they... Yeah, maybe he... Okay.
He was a vampire.
All right. Well, my theory goes out the window. I don't know why I was defending this dumb movie.
Yeah. Reynolds breaks his arm. He goes, oh, he broke my arm. Whatever, I healed it.
Yeah, oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. Fight him again. Yeah, he should have just torn him in half.
Yeah.
But just torn him in
Of course asunder. He doesn't. Somehow, Ryan Reynolds has one of these magic bullet things he shoves in his face and he explodes.
He calls them hot dogs.
Sure. So he shoves his hot dog in his mouth dog. And he does.
Sun dogs is what he calls them.
I mean.
I'm serious.
The Dawn Father or whatever. I don't know.
No.
He breaks one on one of his teeth.
Yeah, he gets it between his teeth and then smacks it again.
But so he just explodes. He's gone. Jessica Biel is fighting that the brother guy, whatever, some other dude. It doesn't matter. She kills him. Stuff's happening. And of course, Blade gets up there and he's fighting Drake. And Drake, you know, brushes it off. Drake.
Anyway. I hope you're ashamed of that.
I am. Could you not see the shame building in me before I even said it?
I don't get it.
Exactly.
So.
Oh god. So I'll burn in hell for that one day, but in the meantime,
other things first though.
Yeah.
That's the least of your worries.
Yeah, when death finally comes for you, you better hit that delete key on your computer.
Oh, my apartment is rigged to blow, don't you worry.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, but those crunchy socks might create a protective barrier.
Wow. Jesus. So, anyway.
I can't even say that because I have two. I can't even say that.
I'm wearing both. Some right now.
Yeah, I'm going to say both. I can't say shit. Yeah,
my pants can stand on their own. It's fine. Anyway. Blade gets up there. He's fighting Drake, who's now donned his ancient armor that we saw.
It's a pretty cool looking. That's just his skin. His armor was over that. So this is just his body now.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm just talking about, just when he's wearing the armor. He's wearing the worst shit. Never mind. Let's not even.
It's not worth it.
He's dressed so bad, though. It. Yeah. But they're fighting. They're having a sword fight. Swords get knocked away. I swear to God, I was waiting for the sword to be flying for the next 20 minutes and land in his back.
I was too.
I kept saying, please don't. Please don't until we saw it land.
It shows Dracula's sword go up in the air, and it doesn't show it land.
Ever. Yeah.
It shows it flying up and then cuts away, which would make you think...
It's still in the air.
It's still in the air. Something's going to happen with it.
Yep. The whole time I was just like, don't do it. Don't do it. Until we finally see, like, they cut to another scene where you just see it sticking out of the ground. But it's just really poorly done. But Jessica Biel gets herself positioned with this arrow.
Gets herself positioned.
Yeah. Dracula is now turning into his true form, which is some Darth Maulian predator demon thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which it's pretty neat, and like when they do practical effects on it, that's cool.
The mouth was atrocious because that was CGI, but everything else looked all right.
I'll give it to him when the mouth was moving, just because like you had to do that in CGI. I mean, well, maybe you didn't have to, but like
Predator didn't.
That's why I was like, they didn't have to, but still, it was smaller. But when like he starts doing crazy shit, and like when he's getting thrown through walls, and it's just Dominic Purcell getting all weird faced. That's when it was really like, why are we doing this? But anyway, so he's in full monster form now. They're fighting. Despio shoots this arrow, but he just snatches it in the air, like, whatever, I don't care, and throws it to the ground or something. She gets another arrow out and fires it at him, and it hits him in the side, which I don't understand. Like, he caught the first one, but he can't catch the second one?
I don't know.
But it gives time for Blade to grab this other arrow he threw on the ground and shove it at him and give him AIDS.
CGI inside the body camera view.
Yeah, we see that old classic with all the little blood cells getting all wiggly and doing what they do. And then he just turns into a vaporizer and spreads throughout the entire building. Like, what the fuck is happening?
It's like in the scene of Scrubs where like Doc Hox walks in and he's having a good day. And everyone the camera goes by is having a good day too. But this one, like, they're just dying. The vampire's
dying. Because they got airborne vampire space AIDS.
Which I would say, you know, I would let it go if he had, you know, burst into ashes like all the other vampires do, and this was the ashes spreading throughout the building, but he's still intact long enough to have a 45-minute monologue afterwards with this, you know, like, we're not so different again. I think I said that before, but you're going to be my legacy, and yada, 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 and don't forget me after I die, and like, just die already. Anyway, so that becomes a whole frickin' thing.
Yeah, so it's like 5 minutes of just vampires dying.
Yeah.
He did relate the Fat Chat code to Wesley Snipes before he died, though. He said, eventually, the hunger always wins.
Oh, yeah. There was after he dies, he wakes, he's back to his normal form. His normal person form.
Which also, what? I thought he was born this monster. Wasn't whatever. That the thing?
Whatever. And he has a little monologue saying, yeah, you know, it was a good fight. You fought honorably. Like, even though you had your friend shoot me in the back and then you stabbed me. Or whatever, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You beat me.
Backshot me. That's honorable, right?
Whatever.
Sorry to throw this back to this, but like, wouldn't he also refer back to that skeleton form we saw in the beginning?
Doesn't matter.
All right. What were you saying?
And he's like, you know, just you're the last vampire, last of the vampire kind is in you. You know, the thirst will always come for you. That's what thirst does. Like, here's a gift from me before I die. Here's a gift from me. He, like, dies.
He hands him a Sprite. It says, obey your thirst.
Wow.
That's a really old Sprite tagline. I know.
Yeah, I know.
Really bad joke. Uh-huh. Anyway,
I think from the time the movie was out,
probably.
Yeah, before. Yeah, it should be.
Orlando Jones was probably saying it.
He might have been
before the world forgot him.
Oh no, he was setting up. He was making setting up yours.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it was a Charles Barkley doing the obey your thirst.
I don't remember
either.
And then everyone reminded you, no one cares.
No one cares. So this movie sucks.
This movie's terrible. But yeah, we. The police bust in. They see a bunch of ash. Everybody seems to be gone except Blade is lying there dying. They take him back to the hospital. They are about to do some kind of surgery on him or whatever.
An autopsy, I believe is what it's called.
Yes.
Some kind of surgery.
I can't think anymore. I don't give a shit. But they're about to cut him open when we find out it is Drake, in fact. He used the last of his powers to turn himself into Blade. So they
to a devil dog.
Devil dog?
Drake's devil dog.
Yes. Why? Ah, so we see Blade is on a motorcycle, clearly not in the rest of the scene, and he just rides away with Ryan Reynolds saying how the war will never end and some nonsense. And that's the end of the movie, with the actual stinger being him just driving, because who gives a shit? So that's Blade Trinity from 2004. So on RottenTomatoes.com, critics gave this a score of 25%. Audience gave this a score of 59%.
This was right on the line.
Get to the fail?
Because 25 was the fail number.
Yeah, because when you average those together, that's... Well, 25 is that's thing that's anyway, the line, but man. Yeah. So it is just on the cusp.
Do you understand life? Do you?
These people didn't. But that's their thoughts and opinions on it. What about you and yours, Brian?
This movie sucks. Like, I don't want to code it in anything but suck. It just sucks. There's a couple funny parts in it, but it's not worth watching. Not even worth YouTube, honestly. Like, I can't even imagine what's worth looking up just to see in it. Like, but somehow it made $120 million. I don't know what the... Like, and after a shitty second movie... Not much money. Like, people went and saw it. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't get it. I mean, we were that desperate for something in 04 that, like, I don't know. But,
yeah.
Don't watch this movie.
Hey, Rob.
59%? What is wrong with you people? This movie, like, I wanted to check the time at, like, 15 minutes in.
You did at one point.
Yeah. This, I don't know how this managed to be worse than The Punisher, but it was worse than The Punisher. Like, there were still moments in this where we were laughing hysterically, but it was mostly just at the expense of a quote-unquote blind woman running a security system.
Oh, man.
Yep.
You know, and doing DNA research, but that's completely on vampires. That's beside the point. I mean, what? How do you do research on vampires? Like, is there... Is there a Braille textbook on vampire DNA somewhere that I'm not aware of?
I don't know.
At one point, she told me to look at the screen, and we're looking on the screen. I'm like, how do you know?
She's just constantly putting the mouse right up in the corner, and they're just humoring her. They're like,
sure not. Now, if everyone, if I can have your attention on the screen here, like, that's an Etch-a-Sketch. Your kid made a kitty on it. I don't know what the fuck you're talking
she's
about.
She's somehow opened Minesweeper, and she's just on the you failed screen. It doesn't. She hasn't clicked off of it yet. It's just, this movie is ridiculous and a waste of time and so bad.
Just sitting in the bathroom talking to a bunch of toilets.
Like, I'm angry that I had to watch it. Ryan Reynolds is disgusting in this movie. I hated every second he was on screen. I hated every single line that came out of his face.
Wow.
And I wanted to punch him. Like, ugh. It makes me not want to ever see Deadpool because this was so terrible. But that's how I felt about the movie. How about you, Tony?
Yeah, I definitely do not recommend this movie. It's borderline so bad it's funny, but not enough. It's not quite enough. Again, like, if so bad it's funny, we're on our general scale. It is that 25 where it's just, it didn't quite make the mark, but it could have. But yeah, it's just, this is why I blame all these bad superhero movies and stuff on David S. Goyer, because when he had complete control, this is what you get. And Wesley Snipes didn't want to be involved with it, and it's obvious. You could argue the precursor to this lead into Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool, but like, none of the jokes are funny, none of it works, it's just awful. Like, if this was Deadpool, I'd want to punch him. So, yeah, no. This is a no-go for me as well. All right, so nobody recommended this movie. What are we thinking as a recommendation in its place?
Oh, Blade.
Sure, go, Blade.
Do this again, yeah.
I mean, I don't know, it seems a little unfair since the one we haven't reviewed yet, but...
Modern Vampires? Know,
like, no.
What? That's like, better than this movie.
I'm borderline on that.
That's better than this movie.
At least they were trying to be stupid.
Right.
I'll give it that.
Vampire in Brooklyn.
Wow.
We'll save that when for another podcast.
When was the last time you saw that?
Yeah. It's
been a long time.
We'll save okay. that for another podcast. Or if you would like to donate to sponsor an episode at the 4AM podcast.
Yeah, that's my recommendation, that you donate. Because I had to sit through Blade Trinity. Yeah.
Go get a Fire Stick and go watch old episodes of Forever Night.
Wow. That's... I love that show. No, yeah.
How about you donate so I can get some bandages for the burn marks I left while trying to feed parfait to my wife?
Twice.
Step right in the face.
That's those super comfy blankets for you.
Is that what it is?
I'm guessing.
I'll go check on her and make sure she's okay.
I will.
But regardless, we're going to go with Blade for now. We'll see what happens when that comes up down the line. But until then, what else we have for the people, Brian?
It's that time, D20 of Fate. Roll that magical D20 to see what we watch next. It's Joe's roll.
Yeah,
Parker's not here, so we're called in with it.
Once again, Joe seems to only manage to show up for the interesting or good movies.
Joe
can't deal with him.
All right. So what do you roll?
Hello, gentlemen. It is Joe. I am off gingerly poking vampires with silver and watching them turn to dust. While doing so, I have rolled a 20-sided die, and it came up an 18. Hope 18 is something better than Blade Trinity, and I'm glad I was not there to have to watch it. Goodbye.
All right, so thanks, Joe, for calling. It was 18.
It was an 18.
Let's see what 18 is.
18 is 1994's True Lies.
Okay.
Schwarzenegger joins us once again.
Right.
Jamie Lee Curtis boobs.
Yeah, I don't think they're out.
No, they don't come out, but they're always there.
Yeah, they are always there.
Well, this is the infamous stripping scene. She's not naked, but
is it infamous scene? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
You remember that scene?
That's one of the key moments for this movie. Yeah,
I watched this movie with my parents. I don't remember this.
14-year-old Brian, he remembers that scene.
Like. All right, that's cool.
Also, I believe it's Bill Pullman getting punched in the face. He likes to get punched in the face by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He likes
Bill Paxton, sorry. Bill Paxton.
You sure it's not Bill S. Preston, Esquire?
It might be. Or it could be Ted Theodore. I don't remember. Anyway, so yeah, we'll be doing True Lies next time. Thank you all for joining us. What else we got for the people, Rob?
Well, guys, we want to thank you so very much for listening to yet another terrible Marvel movie. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com. You can find all of our archived episodes there, as well as information on merchandise and how to sponsor an episode and all kinds of cool stuff like that. Also, consider subscribing. We have a new episode every week. Please help spread the word about the show by leaving a positive review on iTunes and liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter. You can find us in both of those places at 4am podcast. And of course, you can email us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com.
All right, so thank you all for joining us for Blade Trinity. I'm sorry to any of you who actually watched it, but we hope you all join us next week for True Lies. That should go better, at least. Speaking of, you know, trying to stake a vampire and getting human instead, we get a little Elijah Dushku in this. That's a plus.
For all of them.
Yeah.
Is it a plus?
Is it a plus? Anyway.
She's what, 5?
Till then.
Deuces.
I'm Casey Kasem, and this was 15 minutes of a bad movie.
Good night, everyone.